This is Iris Neal. Join us for Job Talks, bringing you news about great jobs and growing our regional economy.
Job Talks on KNSJ's East County Magazine show is supported by our listeners and by the nonprofit San Diego Building Trades and Family Housing Corporation, building our future.
Johnny Simpson is here with us today. Thank you for joining us today, Johnny.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Johnny is the business manager, financial secretary of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 569, commonly referred to as the IBEW. Johnny is here today to talk to us about solar energy and other alternative energy sources. Johnny, green energy has become so important to us in the past few years. Solar energy in particular has become more widespread throughout the East County and the San Diego region. What has the IBEW done in response to the greater demand for alternative energy sources?
We've always trained for every type of electrical installation, including green energy. But over the last 10 years, we've intensified our training. We've even included some wind, geothermal, and recently we put an electrical vehicle charging station in at our training facility that's powered by our solar panels on our roof.
What do you see as the future of solar and other alternative forms of energy?
Well, as I'm sure everyone out there is aware, the price of oil and gas continues to rise, and with that increased cost that comes with that, there's just no end in sight. The industry continues to grow and move forward.
Will we see more alternative energy, and will it lower our dependence on other forms of energy?
Yes, absolutely. As the cost of oil, as I said, continues to rise, other forms of alternative energy becomes a more viable option for homeowners, businesses, everything that we do in our ordinary days.
Is there a commitment by government and private industry to install solar equipment at their facilities and businesses?
Yes, we've noticed a sharp increase as these prices continue to rise. In fact, we're hearing that there's going to be another increase here pretty quick in our region. And as those prices rise, we've seen businesses, we've seen homes, we've seen everybody trying to keep those costs down. And we're getting more and more installations every day. Our contractors, our backlogs are continuing to swell. As far as the government is concerned, pretty much every military base in the nation has now been given directives to try to find ways to put about 70% of their energy needs onto green energy. It's working out pretty well. One of our contractors here in San Diego just installed a large project out at Camp Pendleton for us.
Sounds like this is a great opportunity for folks to go into a new industry. Are there jobs available for folks, particularly folks in the East County?
Oh, absolutely. We're always looking for good electricians. We spend a lot of time, energy, and effort to get those electricians to come down and join with us. But at the same time, a lot of young people that don't have any experience, they can get started in as well through our introductory classifications, or they can join into our apprenticeship programs.
Tell me a little bit more about the apprenticeship programs that you offer.
We have apprenticeship program. It's a 5-year program. We don't just train in green energy, but we train in every aspect of the electrical industry. Electricians can't afford to specialize, but we have a lot of members that do want to specialize in the green energy, and some of our members have gone on to open their own shops specializing in some portions of our industry. However, through our apprenticeship program, it's an earn as you learn. So you work for our contractors during the day, and you go to school 2 nights a week. With that, about every 6 months, you get a pay rate increase. You get college credit for the apprenticeship. So I think you're a couple semesters away of general ed from your AA degree once you graduate our program. And we pay for all of that. The only thing you have to buy is your books. We sell books at cost. We're not in the business to make money on schools. We're in the business to train good electricians for our futures.
So it sounds like the paid apprenticeship trainings are available to anybody. How much does it cost them to receive this training, and how does one apply?
It doesn't cost them anything. It's all free. You just make application. You need to get in our apprenticeship program. You need to be a high school graduate with at least 1 year of algebra with a C or better. Then you'll take a test. Everyone that passes the test gets an interview. And through the interview process, we select those that we feel can come into our industry and have a reasonable chance of success through our apprenticeship program. It's not an easy program. It's not meant to be easy. We're looking for the best and the brightest out there to be electricians.
Is there a high demand for workers in this industry, and what type of positions can they secure once they complete the apprenticeship training?
We have electricians that have been with us, you know, their whole careers. I personally am a 35-year electrician. We have electricians that have never been without work in their whole career. We have electricians that take a little time off, go to the beach in the summers, that sort of thing. So one thing about our nation and our world is there's always a demand for electricity and people that know how to use it and what to do with it and how to install it. So our industry continues to move forward and our unions continue to grow.
What about home solar energy? Do your contractors do that work as well?
Yeah, in fact, the most recent article I read here in San Diego, we have three top contractors here in San Diego doing residential solar installations. They're all IBEW contractors and utilizing our members to do those installs for them.
Currently, I understand there's a lot of work available in Imperial County. How long do you feel that will continue?
Well, I'm currently sitting on about 3,500 megawatts of signed contracts in Imperial Valley. A lot of those jobs, they're on different projects, and a lot of those jobs may or may not start. The vast majority probably will. We're working on four projects right now that equal about 500 megawatts of energy. And in those projects, we're a little over 1,100 guys working on those projects right now. Around San Diego and Imperial County, I think I've got about 1,300 to 1,400 members right now working on green energy jobs.
Have you seen an influx of East County residents commuting to Imperial County to work in this field?
Yeah, Imperial County, pretty much we drive everywhere. We drive our local 569's jurisdiction goes from the Mexican border all the way to San Clemente and from the water to Arizona. So our members are used to driving a little bit. So the East County residents, it's a little easier for them to get down to Imperial Valley than it is to get to, say, Camp Pendleton. So a lot of our East County members are working in Imperial Valley right now. It's hot down there, but they're doing a good job, and they get paid a little extra to work in that heat.
Johnny, what is the pay rate while they're training?
It depends on what classification you are as far as your pay rate is concerned. We have a lot of young folks coming in with no experience, and they're not in the apprenticeship and all of that. We call it a starter rate. And they can earn about $18.50 with benefits and all of that. It's about $12 on your check, and the rest you get health care and a small pension. For a first-year apprentice just starting out, it's about $15 an hour plus benefits, so it's, I think, about 22, somewhere in that neighborhood. But you get, like I say, every 6 months you're entitled to a raise, assuming that you got your hours in and completed your class, and you'll get a raise every 6 months. For an apprentice, again, it's a five-year program, but when you turn out of the apprenticeship as what we call a JW, a journeyman wireman, guys in Imperial right now, as I said, get a little bit extra, so their total package right now is about $54.50, somewhere in that neighborhood. But that includes their health and welfare and their pension.
Wow, that's great. How about after they graduate from the apprenticeship program, they're actually on the field? What is the going rate for positions in this field?
Well, we have a lot of positions available. Our journeymen wiremen are our most coveted group, and obviously they're our most expensive group. But at the same time, these guys stay working. Our industry is one that, again, you can't specialize. You can't be just working on one thing. You have to be able to wire a house or work on a nuclear power plant or a solar plant or anything else. That's how we make a living in our industry. And our folks have to be able to do all of those things. And we get that through continued training. Our apprenticeship building is not just for apprentices and other classifications. Our journeymen are required to continue their training as well. In fact, here in California, in order to work as a journeyman wireman in the commercial field or the residential field, you have to pass a test called a state certification test. And that makes you legal to work in the state of California.
It sounds like they can take this training and work in other states as well. Is there a lot of folks that are doing that? This is so transferable skills.
Yeah, throughout the IBEW, we're nationwide in Canada. We have our members working around the nation right now. We have members from other areas coming into our area to work as well. We call it traveling. It just depends on what a guy wants to do. When I turned out of the apprenticeship, again, 35 years ago, I traveled around and spent about 3 years on the road working in different areas. A lot of young guys like to do that. You can follow the big jobs, make a lot of money, get a lot of overtime, all of that good stuff. But, you know, once you get a little bit older, you sort of like to stay a little closer to home. So you hope that there's plenty of work in your area to keep you busy.
Great. And is there a lot of opportunity for folks that are like midlife trying to change careers, second careers?
Sure. We don't have any age discrimination or any of that sort of thing. All of our folks, our apprenticeship class works out pretty well. We have some young folks in there, fresh out of high school, first job. And we have some folks that have been in the industry for a while, maybe working as an electrician, maybe working in other fields and decided they wanted to make career changes. And we find that really works out well for us in that some of the younger guys see the older guys and they understand what the older guys seem to think, know what they're getting into and be able to help the younger guys along. Maybe they've been out of school for a while, the older guys I'm speaking of. So the younger guys help the older guys get back into good study habits and those things so they can pass our schools.
And how does one go about finding out about joining the union?
There's actually three places you can apply. You can come to our union hall here in San Diego. It's at 4545 View Ridge Avenue here in San Diego. 92123, or you can go to our Imperial Valley offices. That's located at 2420 Imperial Business Park Drive in Imperial, California, 92251. Or you can, if you want to apply for our apprenticeship program, you can go to our training facility, and that's located at 4675 View Ridge Avenue, and the zip is 92123. Or you can just go to positivelyelectric.org, and that'll take you right to our training facility, and you can make application.
Does the training program start at certain times during the year? Is there a time that they have to apply by a deadline? Or are they ongoing programs that they can apply for at any time?
Yeah, we give the test twice a year, so if you're interested in the apprenticeship program, you need to go ahead and get signed up as soon as possible. We give the test twice a year and generally interview twice a year for positions. We start a class every semester. We run on a tri-semester, meaning that it's not like high school where you just go two semesters. We also have summer class as well. So we have a tri-semester going, and we influx our people based on how they did on their test and interview.
And does this work well with someone that is working in another field right now, saying working a regular 40-hour job but wants to transition into an apprenticeship with your program?
Yeah, it works out real well. We have a lot of folks that have come from other industries that maybe they were construction workers, maybe they were working retail, maybe they were doing other things and decided they wanted to become an electrician, and they came down and took our test and did well on the interview, and now they're working as apprentices in our program or have already turned out and they're journeyman wiremen.
Do you find that there's an influx of women entering this industry?
We've never had those types of issues. In fact, there were two women in my apprenticeship class. One of them lives in East County here. She became, to my knowledge, the first woman president of an IBEW construction local in the nation. So she did very well. She was a foreman at one of our major contractors here in town for a lot of years before she retired. In fact, we're always looking for women that you're getting out there, you're getting dirty, you're getting cut up, you're doing all of those things. But if you like working outside and you like using your hands and you're mechanically inclined, come on down. We can use you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Johnny Simpson, from the Business Manager, Financial Secretary of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. That's Local 569, commonly referred to as IBEW. Thanks for being with us today, Johnny.
Oh, thank you.